Dan staat daar, Gemma Mishra Beit Chaseres, Hayu Yerushalayim Bnuyos, Al Gabi Sela. Utachtein Chalo Mipnei Keber, Hatoho. They were quarried in Yerushalayim built on top of rock, very broad rock that was there from Sheshet and Mabereshet. They hollowed out a tefach underneath the rock in order that anybody walking on top of that rock would not become coming from Keber Hatoho from any unknown clarim that might be underneath the rocks. Umavien Nashim Ubrot, the Yoldoisham. And then they would bring pregnant women to give birth on top of these very broad rocks. And they would give birth over there to their son that would eventually be used to get the water from the Meshiloh, from the spring water that was used to mix with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. As Chazal took special precautions to make sure that those children that were used to bring the water from the Parah Adumah would not become Tame at all. So therefore they used children only up to the ages of 8 or 9 to ensure that they had never seen Keri, which would make them Tame. And they also had those children raised on top of these rocks with the hollowed out tefach underneath these rocks to make sure that they did not become Tame from any Keber Atom, any unknown Keber that might be underneath these rocks. And since it's the space of a tefach underneath these rocks, any Keber that would be in the ground underneath the rocks would not be metame the people on top of the rocks, as the space of the tefach would stop the tumah in its tracks and would not allow the tumah to rise up and be metame the people that are walking directly on top of the Keber HaTahom. So therefore they had the women, while they were still pregnant, go into these courtyards on top of these rocks, so as soon as the kids were born they would be on these rocks to ensure that they would not become tame from any Keber they might inadvertently walk directly on top of the Keber. The reason why Chazal took such special precautions for the Parah Adumah was for the reason that we mentioned in the previous mission, that Chazal dafka used the coin that was its full yom to burn the Parah in order to prove the Tzedukim wrong, that the Tzedukim held that a full yom is possible for the Parah Adumah. So Chazal dafka went ahead and used its full yom for the Parah Adumah, but since they were lenient to use a full yom for the Parah Adumah, they were machmer for everything else, and as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they dafka used kalim that were not makabel tuma at all in the process of the Parah Adumah. And so too, the children that were used to get the water from the Meshiloh, the spring water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, those children were raised in the Yichateres and Yerushalayim that were on top of a rock that had a hallowed out tefach underneath them. Umavien Shvarim Agabem Zlasot Vitinoika Yoshvin Algabem Bekaisei Shoeven Biyarim. They were ready to send these children to get the water from the Meshulua to mix with the ashes of the Parah Adumah. They would bring oxen, and on the back of these oxen would be doors. And children would sit on the oxen, on the doors on top of the oxen, with stone kosos in their hands. The stone kosos were used to draw the water from the Meshulua for the Parah Adumah. So that way, when the children travel to the Meshulua, they are ensured that they would not become tummy for any cavern that the oxen might travel over. And since it's a tefach between the stomach of the oxen and the ground, the children who are sitting on top of the oxen would not become tame from the tefach. And they would also have doors on top of the oxen, broad doors, so that way even if the children would stick their hands out from the back of the oxen, they would still not become tame from any kever at home, unknown kever, as the doors also would act as a stoppage to any tumah that would be underneath the doors, as is a space of a tefach between the ground and the doors, so therefore when the children stuck out their hands would still be on top of the doors, and the doors would block any tumah from rising on top of the doors and being the time of the kids. And since there's a halal tefach, a space of a tefach between the ground and the doors would stop any tumah in its track. So that way Chazal was ensured that the children would not become tumah on the way to getting the water that is used for the Parah Adumah. Hegiu lishiluah yardu umilam. When they reached the Meshulua, the children would come down from the oxen. They would fill up the kosher shoeven with the water from the Meshulua, and they would go back on top of the oxen and sit on top of the doors. And we're not afraid that there's a kever at the home by the Meshulua. When the children get off of this farm into the Meshulua, they would become tame, as nobody is buried by a spring. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. He holds that the children would not get off of this farm, as we're afraid the children would become tame when they got off of this farm. Instead, from the backs of the oxen, they would lower the kosher shoeven into the Meshulua. They had strings attached to the kosher shoeven and the Kosek Sarepin would be lowered into the Mei Shiluach without the children getting off the backs of the oxen. After the water was drawn from the Mei Shiluach, they went back on the oxen. They came to the Har Bayis, to the Temple Mount. The children got off the oxen. Har Bayis Vazaros Tachtem Cholob and Pnei Kever Hatzahom. The Har Bayis and Vazaros was the base of Megiddo. Underneath it was a space of a Tefach, in order that nobody who comes into the Har Bayis and Vazaros should become tummy from an unknown kever. And since there was a space of a Tefach underneath the Har Bayis and Vazaros, that would stop the tumor from rising up and being metami the people in the Har Bayis and Vazaros. Who the Pesach Vazaros heard Metukin Kalal. By the entrance of the Azar, they had ready a pitcher with the apron from the paradumas, of all the paradumas that were done from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we said, that the Kohen would do to burn the paradumas, they would sprinkle on him from the apron all the paradumas that were done from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they had this apron, the kalos shachatah, the kli, that held the apron of the chatah, the paradumas referred to as a chatah. Umavian zachar sherechilim, they would bring a male from among the sheep. The kosher chevel ben karnav, they would tie a rope between the horns of this ram. The kosher makal umesabach barosho shochevel, they would tie a stick and a branch at the other end of the rope. The zarko v'toch hakol, they would throw the stick and the branch into the pitcher with the eifachatis. Umakat hazachat, they would then strike the ram. The near talachor, when it was struck, it would move back. And then by moving back, since the rope was tied between its horns on the other side of the rope, was in the kolos shochatos, that would cause the kolos shochatos to spill over in the ashes. That were in the kolos shochatos would spill out. The naito makadesh kadesh yira apneimai. They would then take the ashes and be makadesh, meaning to put the ashes into the spring water that they got from the Mei Shiluach, and they would put enough ash into the spring water that you can see the ashes in the water. Now the reason why they got the ashes out of the kolos shochatos in this very unorthodox way, instead of just taking the ashes out and putting it into the water, is because they didn't want anybody to actually stick his hand into the kolos shochatos and take the ashes out. As the Mefarshim explained, we're talking about the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and everybody had just gotten back from the Golus bubble. And there was nobody who was actually tar. So since everybody was tameh, if somebody would stick his hand in and take the ashes out himself, that would cause the ashes to become tameh. So therefore, they caused the ashes to spill out in this unorthodox way by tying a rope to the horns of a zohar and tying the other end to a stick and putting that stick in the pitcher with the eifachatos, and then by striking the zachar, it would cause the ashes to spill out, and afterwards they would take the ashes. They had no choice afterwards but to take the ashes themselves, if somebody has to sprinkle the ashes onto the people who became tummy, but at the very least it would cause the ashes to spill out by itself without somebody actually sticking his hand in and taking the ashes out. Rabbi Yezu, I'm out to new makom sedukim lerados. Elohu noito umakara. Rabbi Yezu says, don't give the Sedukim a chance to make fun of the Chachamim. And by doing this in this very strange way, the Sedukim will make fun of the Chachamim, saying that they do very strange things. Instead, somebody should just stick his hand in and take the ashes out from the Kolos Shochatos. At the point of Rabbi Yosi, even though they had just gotten back from Golos Bavel, there were people that were tar that had not become tummy to a mace, and therefore those people could stick their hands in and take the ashes out of the Kolos Shochatos.